America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My comments are going to be brief, but I want to again thank our dedicated administration, dedicated staff, anyone that is involved in the school system that has gone through this COVID presence for the last few years. We finally are seeing light at the end of the tunnel in regards to the masks. I can't speak for the whole board, but I think on behalf of the board, we couldn't have been happier with the statement from the governor yesterday. Mr. D and I were on the call, and I will tell you it was with bated breath and many tears when I heard the news. So I'm so thankful that we've had the staff and the administration that has done the best possible job for our students and keeping our staff safe. So thank you all sincerely. That's all I have, Mr. D.
Okay. Anyone else?
Right. I thought you were going to do it.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. So just a few comments that I'd like to make, certainly reiterating Roxanne's points. Our faculty, our staff have just done yeoman's work throughout this entire COVID process. I feel like maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, assuming it's all going to be over and done with, but at least the masking part, getting our kids free from the masks, I think will be a major step in getting closer to some normalcy here at the school. So I, too, am very, very pleased that that's coming to an end. A couple of positive things, both our boys and our girls basketball teams participated in sectionals. Sadly, our girls were knocked out in the first round, and our boys made it to the second round. Our students worked really, really hard this season, and I'm extremely proud of them. Additionally, Troy Austin participated and placed sixth, if I'm not incorrect, in states in wrestling. So a big congratulations goes out to Troy for his hard work and dedication. Wrestling is a tough sport, and to make it that far is certainly impressive. I have one last comment that I'd like to make, and I pride myself on trying to be as honest as I can, and I don't like not giving people all of the information that I sometimes might like to, but this is one of those situations where I knew full well if I was completely honest and sincere, I wouldn't have this person attend this evening's board meeting. As the board may recall, back on February 10th, we had an emergency here in the school district where one of our students fell very seriously ill. And that student required the use of an AED as well as some other life-saving measures that one of our faculty members quickly addressed and dealt with in an exceptionally professional manner. It took over 30 minutes for EMS to arrive, not for lack of their willingness or their ability, but because EMS was busy on other calls. So the nearest ambulance was in Kingsbury, so it took about 30 minutes for that ambulance to get here. But I need to say thank you. And I need to say how impressed I am, was, and continue to be with Mr. Redmond's professionalism and care for our students. And thank Mr. Redmond for saving the life of one of our students. Congratulations. Little certificate for you here,
so
Mr. Redmond.
It was supposed to be about merger talks.
Were you going to be here if I told you you were going to?
Probably not.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't feel you have to stay, Mr. Redmond. That's all I needed you for.
Of course he wants to stay.
That's right. Maybe there's questions about crap.
Okay.
Everything you
have? That's all I have.
Treasurer's report.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report and accompanying reports as provided.
Do we have a first to accept the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. A second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Board minutes.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of January 31st, as well as from our special meeting on February 2nd of 2022.
Do we have a first to approve those minutes?
No.
Mrs. Newell? Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, we would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE CPSE minutes from January 6, 24, and 31, as well as February 2nd.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, I think Mr. LaChapelle got in there. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve both the opening of and disposal or retention of the ballots from the regular election from the end of the 2021 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. And we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to opt out of the BOCES Cooperative Purchasing Program for food and paper for next school year. Mrs. Langvin has been working with a couple of different outside agencies and has found us better pricing, mm-hmm. Which will also enable us to get better quality food at a better price.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
This is Mr. Pratt. And a second,
second.
I heard second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? Thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have in front of you the corrective action plan from the audit. From last year, minor actions that needed to be taken. Mrs. Langvin has been working on that corrective action plan. The Audit and Finance Committee has reviewed it, and I would like to recommend the board approve that corrective action plan.
Do we have a motion to approve the plan?
So moved.
Mrs. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have been merged with the Granville Central School District for cross country for the past few years. It has been a very good partnership, which has enabled us to run as a team. We've got enough both males and females on the cross country team with the combined, and I'm hopeful the board will approve that continued merger for next year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second,
Mrs. Newell. Any discussion? Mr. Redmond's here if you've got questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As we've gone through the litany of discussions with Granville in regard to our football merger, we did have discussion about them allowing our boys that might have an interest in participating in soccer to play on the Granville team. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the soccer merger with Granville for the 22-23 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat, I believe. Any discussion? Is there a lot of feel for the need for the soccer merger? Do we
not
know?
At this point, no. We've had one student last year, one seventh grader. We did a sign-up about a month ago, and it's the same interest for that one individual right now.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Will the girls still stay separate?
The girls will stay separate, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Trap Club for the spring of 2022. We are actually adding a couple of grades, 7th and 8th grade, to Trap. We'd previously been 9 through 12, and the Trap Club, under Mr. Redmond's supervision, has been exceptionally good each year. I want to talk about your records. You guys have won it, right, each year?
Yeah, for the last four months, this will be the fourth year. We've been first place every year. This year, we've had interest. Our 7th and 8th graders approached and asked if it was possible if they could shoot. Currently, we're at 15 kids right now. And the community response has been overwhelming in the last few weeks. Sharing with our number of young kids that want to be involved in this, they currently do not have a gun to shoot with. Our community has donated a lot of money from individuals to purchase guns for the kids to use under our supervision. So it's been overwhelming. And I have a meeting with the Fish and Game Club on the 9th, and they want to do something for the kids as well. So it's just been totally overwhelming. There's so many kids that like to do this. You know, it's another opportunity, other than our traditional sports, for kids to get involved and do that as well.
Nice.
So with great pleasure, I'd like to recommend the board approve our Trap Club.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the Trap Club?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Mr. Dudley is second. Any discussion?
I got one of the best coaches going, Mr. Hollister.
He's a joy to have around.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, we have one change order that I'd like to recommend the board approve in regard to storm damage and replacement of the hallway carpeting up the hill at the elementary building. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that change order.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber, thank you. Any discussion?
Was that in the original scope of the project or...
The carpeting was not. The carpeting is being replaced as a direct result of the storm damage, the mold, et cetera, that was in that carpet from the flooding and what got into the building. So when we did do the evaluation and the moisture mitigation, when they continued to check those carpets, they determined that they were laden with mold, which is why they're being replaced. That is being categorized under storm damage. Again, being covered by our building project funds, but will again be sought for reimbursement through our lawsuit with the insurance carrier.
So for those of us that are new to this, where did the funds come from to support the obvious renovations that had to take place? Is that something that the insurance is going to, you know, step up and take care of, or is the school district?
Yeah, we're very fortunate that we had pretty substantial reserves inside of our building project. So each of the trades had a certain amount of money that was sitting inside of each of the trades for unexpected things that come up throughout the building project. So what we've been able to do is parlay the use of that money as well as the about $1.5 million that we've already gotten from insurance to cover those additional costs that have crept up as a result of the storm damage. Ultimately, no money will come out of the pockets of the taxpayers. No new money will come out of the pockets of the taxpayers because all of those additional expenses are being borne by monies that were sitting inside of that building project. So when it is completed, we have been categorizing storm damage separate from the building project, and that is the amount of money that we are seeking from the insurance carrier. Okay. Did I explain that?
Yeah.
Okay. I sometimes think I am in my head.
Don't worry, I'll have more questions.
Any other questions on that regard?
Is that, so it looks like, I'm looking at the layout, it looks like the carpet's going to replace what is now tile down by the gymnasium and the cafeteria as well?
The tile is still the VCT tile that was in the cafeteria and cafetorium has been replaced. The carpeting is there's a walk-off carpeting inside of the new addition that comes out, and then the carpeting is going down the hallway
from the new door
forward. So the tile that's down in the far portion stays. That's not going to be carpet.
So it comes down that main hallway, yeah, past the library, and then it goes to the sixth grade end of the T, into the kindergarten end of the T.
But it doesn't go down by the gymnasium and the cafeteria?
Correct, that's still tile.
That's still going to be tile.
Well, on my drawing, it's...
It shows it goes all the way to the end of that hallway.
You've got to decrease the size of it, that's why.
Yeah.
Decrease the size.
But it looks like they're replacing everything with carpet, which I was just curious as to the rationale.
Yeah, well, we can't, the only place that's going to maintain tile is the place where there is tile now. They can't put tile in any of the existing places where there's carpet because the floors are so out of kilter.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the tile that's down in that corridor, that hallway corridor in the common area down by the gymnasium is going to be carpeted as well?
That's not my understanding.
Not my understanding.
That says tile.
That's what this says.
It does show it all in blue. Yeah.
That is not supposed to be carpet. If the
you mean right outside the cafeteria?
If the drawing is showing
carpet,
that will be something we'll need to address.
Yeah, it's showing it going down, all the way down to the cafeteria.
Okay. Yeah, we are not putting carpet down there.
Yeah, that'd be silly.
And in fact, they replaced the carpet. It's really square. You can't tell unless you moved it. But it's genius because someone already spilled something and literally you take a square up and put a square down and it's no harm, no foul.
Even my office.
So it's unbelievable that you don't have to worry about all of that. Once it gets that little square gets stained, you can kind of pick it up and take care of it and throw another square down and you don't miss a beat. It's durable. And then they did tile at the end at the entranceways so that when kids are coming in and out from recess, they put just the regular mats down, they can scuff off their feet, and then we can just quick sponge mop that so that we're not tracking everything into the carpets.
So what do we don't want to approve this then as is, correct?
Correct. I'm messaging our clerk of the works right now to make sure this is taken care of. So
are we gonna table this?
Yeah, let's table this one.
So do I have a motion to table this change order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mrs. Newell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Good news. I shared previously that we got a nice donation from the Faith Chapel in the amount of $1,000 to purchase. Okay, how about I go back and do the calendar? I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the school calendar for the 22-23 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton and Mr. LaChapelle, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Now we can do the donation. Faith Chapel has donated $1,000 for the purchase of musical instruments. We've been able to purchase two flutes and a clarinet for our band students through that very nice donation. We would like to recommend the board take action to approve those monies.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So
Mr. Barber, and then I believe Mrs.
So
Norton was second. What do we do in regards to acknowledging that donation?
I draft a letter.
Okay.
We send a letter directly to them, and then I've already shared the information with our PR person, who will get a nice little letter drafted and get that to the Whitehall Cons and then the audience.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Are we short on instruments?
Well, we most of them have been repaired, but we have a lot of students that don't have their own instruments. So we have a lot that get lent out. The older ones often are broken or damaged. They need to be repaired. This way we can continuously supply students with instruments that don't have them.
Didn't we lose some through the flood as
we
well?
We lost several, yeah.
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 Do we have a budgetary number on what it's going to cost to replace the ones that we lost?
We do. I can't recall what it is off the top of my head, but yes,
we went through every single instrument, and they were kind of placed in three piles.
Mm-hmm.
Pile A was, thank goodness, we can use these. Pile B was, these are going to take some work. And pile C was cannibalized, like take parts from these to put in these because these are so damaged.
So we have those numbers. We've shared those with our attorneys. That's all part of the package that's out there right now with the insurance company.
So do we have, I'm just wondering, do we have enough instruments for the band and the students to use? It sounds like we don't if we're accepting donations.
Yeah, we have enough. We have enough for the students that require them now. But it certainly never hurts to have additional instruments. And that's where we're at with you know.
So the band is fully instrumentized.
I've heard no concern that we don't have students that have an instrument.
I think that's the word. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know. Instrumentized or instrumented?
I think it's fantastic that this young lady donated like this. But
no, it's Faith Chapel is the it's the church.
Oh.
Faith Chapel.
I thought it was a student.
Yes, we had a student. Faith Chapel. No, she didn't give us the tab.
You need to clarify these things for me. Well, it's still a nice gesture.
Yes. Okay. So, all in favor? All in favor?
Opposed?
Carried.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to make sure when the letter's drafted, I send it to the Faith Chapel, not Faith Chapel.
Yeah. But, you know, on a serious note, though, I'd like to see what that budget is, because we just had an audit and finance meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough money to get the instruments that these kids should have without donation.
Yeah. Well, we didn't ask for the donation.
No, I understand that.
We
but
just,
I'd like to see that budget.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can send that.
Yeah.
Okay. Appointments.
Okay. Anybody have an issue with taking these as a group?
No.
No, go ahead.
All right. I would like to recommend that after successful 26-week probationary period, the appointment of Melissa Beebe to teacher aid bus aid. I'd also like to recommend Augustus Hurley to a permanent appointment of as cleaner. And also, our spring coaching staff, Mr. Redmond, varsity baseball coach, Mr. Hunt, assistant varsity baseball coach, Taylor Cook, modified baseball, Pam Petorti and Chris Baskew, co-head coaches of softball, Dick Molinaro, tennis, Kevin Gibo, modified tennis, Jake Savin, varsity track and field, Lindsay Garone, assistant varsity track and field, and Jess Moore, modified softball.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
So, Mr. Redmond, there's definitely no JV for baseball or softball?
So we start our sign-ups tomorrow,
uh-huh.
And then we'll have a better idea if we're going to have JV baseball or JV softball as well.
So you would hire two more coaches? Or?
We would need two more, yes.
Any other questions or discussion?
I have a question about the compensation for the cleaners. Do we have a hard time getting people to do that job?
We have a hard time getting people to do virtually all of our jobs. What we just did was give each of the individuals in the CSEA bargaining group a dollar raise an hour.
Okay.
We know that salaries are low. We can't, unfortunately, undo multiple years of increases that should have happened and didn't, so we're trying to do that systemically. And systematically to get folks' salaries up.
All right. Well, I'm just saying from an outside perspective, you know, to do a off-shift job like that for $14.80 an hour, I think could consider, you know, maybe some better compensation might be a little more attractive to fill those positions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Yep.
Okay. Did we have a motion? We did. Okay. All in favor? Sorry.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action for the resignation, termination of Patty Brown, effective February 2nd, 2022.
We have a motion for that. Termination.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
Nominating petitions. Nominating petitions are available for Board of Ed candidates beginning tonight. Certainly see Mrs. Morcombe if you have an interest. I believe at this point we need 25 signatures on the nominating petition. For those individuals that would be interested in running, I would strongly encourage and appreciate the folks that are sitting around the table whose term will be up. If you would like to continue, we would love to have you.
I would second that.
Well, I would even add to that, that if you are thinking about getting signatures on your petition, tonight's a great time to start because you've got a lot of signatures at the table.
Mm. Now, can you get your own? You can't sign your own petition.
No, you can't sign your own, but your family can sign it.
Can you sign more than one for someone else?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So we can all sign each other's if you're going to run
so
again.
You can make more, because I know we can on other things. You can only sign one petition across the board.
Because you can sign up to the number of petitions that there's seats for.
Okay, any other questions in that regard? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Mr. Barber is quick on that one. And Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
One more day with masks.
I'm going to pass this down. I would hope that everyone...